Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Spring is in the air once again as we join you for another installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, brought to you in partnership by our good friends at High Country Radio and Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber. Thanks for joining us on this glorious end of the week here. We're recording on Thursday morning. It's supposed to be like in the low 60s today. That's not Boone in March. We all know. We know that there's more winter out there somewhere, but we're going to enjoy it today. Things are starting to turn a little bit more green. We're starting to turn the corner out of winter that has had its cold moments this year. We actually had a winter here in the high country, and I know our ski resorts certainly benefited from that for sure and a number of others, but we are moving into the spring with some optimism. We are almost a year away from when the COVID impact was really felt for the first time here in the high country. And we're going to talk about that through several different mediums over the next few days, but amazing where we are now versus where we were then. And understanding we're not where we want to be, certainly, but we're getting closer. We've got more optimism out there than we've had in the last year for sure. And we want to keep that momentum rolling. So that's certainly a focus of ours as we try to get information out to you about some of those things to be optimistic about. And that's going to be where we go on this podcast this week for sure. But just keep on plugging, folks. I know that we're about to hit that year anniversary. I'm sure there are a lot of emotions with that. I'm sure a lot of you are just worn slap out. I know I am. It has been a long year. It has been a long year physically and mentally, and it's important to take some time and recharge if you can. So encourage those of you, especially on a day like this, when the weather's this nice, to get out there and relieve some of that stress and tension because we still have a little bit of road out ahead of us. So today we're going to talk about a couple of different things. There has been a lot of legislative action here lately, both at the state level and at the federal level. And we have tried over this last year, when those legislative things come around, to help you make sense of them, help provide local context, because today's media throws things out in broad generalities. We don't want to operate in the broad generalities. We want to operate in the what this means for Watauga County, what this means for our area. So we're going to tackle that in two different legislative bills today. The first being Senate Bill 220 that has recently been a compromise bill thrown forward by Governor Roy Cooper and also state Senate and House leadership. They have been negotiating for the better part of the last week. And that is wonderful. It is great to see two parties, two sides of government get together and talk. And talk to each other, not talk to us or talk to each other through us, right? So these two groups have been working behind the scenes over the course of the last week plus on getting this compromise bill put together, and it has to deal with local school operations. Now I will say, and you'll hear me say this again in a moment, Watauga County Schools has been in compliance with all of these elements that you're about to hear about. But what this does set forward is kind of where we go from here, and what the state is going to allow districts to do now that hasn't necessarily been available to them. So, and then, you know, kind of what the local timeline looks like. So we're going to get into that conversation on Senate Bill 220. We're also going to talk some about event management and it really talk more about what the chamber has going on and what we have decided that we are going to be comfortable doing, especially starting after the month of May. And we've got some virtual events that we want to talk about as well. But really this is meant to spark a conversation for those of you, and we've heard from you, especially here in the last couple of weeks since the new executive order has taken effect, and we've seen some, for the first time, positive momentum and being less restrictive based on the health metrics that we're seeing throughout the state. Certainly in this area, our numbers have improved greatly, especially as it comes to strain on our healthcare system, which is one of the main points to all of this anyway. We've seen improvement there. So with improvement comes number changes for our indoor-outdoor gatherings, for the types of venues and what they can host and things along those lines. And we hope to see more momentum in a positive way with continued vigilance on the healthcare side of things. We expect to see the opportunity for future executive orders to continue to loosen things up. And we need to be able to act accordingly as a community and understand that events aren't planned overnight. Things that are planned for months in advance take months of work, right? So things that you are thinking about for June, July, August, September, October, November need to be discussed now. And they need to be done so with a little bit of nimbleness to the planning, if nimbleness is a word. We just made it one. And that means that we are planning almost three events to get one event. It's the event that you could have today, the event you hope you could have tomorrow, but the event that you might have to go back and retrofit to anything should we get another COVID curveball and have to take a step backward. Believe me, that is the thing that would make us all cringe the most, right? But it's important to be flexible right now with event planning. And there are a number of you that have contacted us that have said, you know, we're thinking about it. It needs to be a little bit more than think at this point in time. If you're going to do things, you've got some action steps. So we're going to talk a little bit about how we are dealing with that. Maybe you can get some ideas from that. And then we're going to continue to talk about these things as we see further movement in some of these healthcare metrics and certainly executive orders coming forward. So with that said, maybe you're listening to this walking around on the Greenway. You might need to find a more interesting podcast. I'm not sure if this is going to get the heart rate up the way that it needs to. Some of our episodes have, maybe this one, not so much. But nonetheless, thanks for the download. Thanks for continuing to subscribe. Remember to tell your friends. We've got a lot of very important information to pass to you here in the next several weeks. So hopefully this will be a good starting point to have a conversation about how things are going to operate in our community moving forward on a variety of different fronts. So thanks again for the download. Enjoy the show.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Again, our program brought to you each and every week here on these airwaves by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we talked about before the break, two key legislative items, one of them on the state radar, one of them federally, yesterday, getting a lot of talk. And we want to make sure that we provide the proper local context to some of those measures so you can understand exactly how things will be impacted here in Watauga County. Again, these items very important for business leaders, very important for individuals and their families, very important for one very large workforce here in our community. And we'll start with that one as we discuss Senate Bill 220. This is a compromise bill reached between Governor Roy Cooper and State House and Senate leadership. One of the senators that worked primarily on this bill, our own Senator Deanna Ballard, very involved in the formation of this. Under the agreement in Senate Bill 220, grades K through 5 will open under Plan A as defined by the latest 2021 North Carolina Public Health Toolkit. And that document worked on by the state DHHS office and has been updated several times throughout this COVID-19 pandemic in relation to how schools operate. Okay, so this new bill gives flexibility for local districts to use discretion in deciding between Plan A, Plan B, or a combination of the two for grades 6 through 12. Now, if you're a chamber member, last night we sent out our chamber report, and we've got several documents that are linked in that will give you the true bill and some summaries of that bill, including a press release from Senator Phil Berger's press office that gets into some of the nuances of these items involved in Senate Bill 220. Again, there are a couple of key points to take away here from this bill. Number one, those of you that have children in virtual school, families can still choose virtual school as an option if that fits their needs. I think it's also important, incredibly important, to underscore that Watauga County Schools is in compliance with all of these measures now. What this does give Watauga County Schools is a 21-day period before any more requirements in this bill become law that gives the Board of Education the opportunity to study and look at further implementation of attendance for grades 6 through 12. If they choose to move to Plan A like they have for K-2, that's going on now, soon to be 3 through 5 here in about another week and a half. Those students will be going back to school under Plan A. So this gives the Board of Education a little bit of time to not only work through the process of notification, but really more so the logistics behind getting all of that worked out. Now, Keep in mind that this also times up with a soon-to-be-administered second COVID-19 vaccination shot for local school teachers, also local early childhood education workers. So that will be administered by the end of the month. And again, any changes that will be seen further than what have already been announced by Watauga County Schools would not go into effect until probably after the 1st of April. Again, the school board has to do some work on this still, so no changes imminent. As it relates to Senate Bill 220, again, Watauga County Schools already has a plan in place. Kindergarten through second graders back on Plan A as of earlier this week. We will see 3 through 5 go back under Plan A March 22nd. So, all that means, stay tuned. Dr. Scott Elliott issued a statement last night that that we included in our chamber report, has also been included in a couple of additional news outlets, that says that he and the school board will continue to work with safety in mind for our local school children. So just know that there's a lot of talk about that, especially statewide, because we have seen and talked about a lot that many school districts around the state have not been as ahead of the curve as Watauga County Schools has been in terms of operation and using what is available to them to operate to the max that the state allows. So just keep that in mind. A lot of this chatter about Senate Bill 220 and school systems coming into compliance is focused on districts outside of Watauga County in terms of getting them up to speed. Now, that's the state bill that was talked about yesterday. The federal bill that has been talked about ad nauseum for the last several weeks, also coming into focus now, passed by both the U.S. House and Senate. This is the American Rescue Plan, the third COVID-19 related stimulus package, the first passed by the Biden administration, and a few of the high points on that as well. And there are some other ones that maybe aren't necessarily getting as much coverage as the $1,400 checks to families and individuals based on income. And that is, you can read about that all over the place, right? We're not going to get too much into that. What we want to focus on in this are a couple of other measures, including the extension of unemployment benefits through September 6th with a $300 per week federal supplement. Again, that federal supplement to unemployment has been a staple of these COVID-19 measures, and they have also kind of decreased with time, as you would imagine they might. At one point in time, that was a $600 a week federal supplement, now down to $300 in this latest American Rescue Plan. So just know that those unemployment benefits, those of you that are still going down that road, those benefits extended at the federal level through September 6th. We've also seen some additional information about expansion of child tax credits that can be very valuable to families here in this area. A couple of other things here that again, kind of tamp down toward the bottom of this legislative stuff, because it's just not as appealing as sending everybody a $1,400 check, right? There is a lot of money in this bill for COVID-19 testing and vaccine processes. I focus on the testing because that has largely dropped off the radar in terms of a national talking point. Everything has been about vaccine distribution, but there are still an abundance of need for testing out there. So this bill helps get federal dollars behind continuing to revamp and replenish testing supplies, which is very critical. Let's go back to the top of our segment here and talk about that state bill with getting kids back in bigger numbers into our local schools. Testing will be a part of that as well. So this federal money to invest in testing will not only help make sure that tests are available on a broad scale, but will help us continue to open more operations back at a normal level if people know that there is good, reliable testing available in each of our communities. The state of North Carolina is set to get $9 billion out of this American Rescue Plan, and that will be appropriated over a number of levels. There is actually a lot of that $9 billion going to local governments to make sure that they are reimbursed for some of the services provided and help make sure that they stay as solvent as possible. Again, that not as big of an issue here as other areas of the state. So the state gets that $9 billion. Interestingly enough, also at a time where a couple of days ago, there was a release made by the state budget office that basically says that the tax figures for the state of North Carolina, particularly sales tax, is not going to see quite the hit that some anticipated. So you see more tax dollars being generated, both in the income tax, sales tax realm here for the state. You see the state getting ready to get $9 billion. What you're hoping is that North Carolina's financial footing will be solid enough going forward to not only help in what we hope are the final stages of coping with COVID-19 as we go throughout the year of 2021, but also setting the state up for success moving forward, hoping to set the state up for success in things like tackling broadband and making sure that some of these issues that have come up due to COVID-19 are able to be addressed by a state that continues to be lauded by many as one of the best in terms of financial stability coming on the other side of this COVID pandemic. So those are just a few of the things that came through on the legislative side. We will continue to connect our community with the experts to help make sense of what this all means, particularly from the tax perspective. That seems to be where things get a little bit more confusing. We've also seen some good news this week about some continuing broadening of the payroll protection plan forgiveness, and especially for those of you that got loans under $150,000, becoming real easy to get that forgiven, provided that you're spending that money in the time frame allotted. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to dive into a couple of these things here on the program to make sure that you all are aware of how these things are coming off your books from the tax side of things, what things may be made available, because we're in that season, right? We're talking about that a lot right now. But again, as we've been through the beginning, we just want to make sure that everybody here understands some of the financial ramifications of things like stimulus, like tax credits, and how to take full advantage of those things so we can be as stable as possible as, again, we move through more positive news about vaccine deployment here in the local area and across the state, as well as some of the other things that we know will help us get back to a little bit more traditional operation as we go forward. That does it for this element of the program. We are going to switch the focus when we come back from the timeout, talk about some things chamber related in terms of events, and kind of give you a little bit of an understanding as to where we're going here in the near future with some of our own event scheduling as we see the health metrics in North Carolina continue to improve. We've just recently seen a change in some of the gathering numbers and percentages and rules and regulations. So what does that mean for us? What does that mean for you event planners out there as well? We'll get into some of that conversation next as we continue with Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. App Healthcare continues to administer COVID-19 vaccinations across Allegheny, Ashe, and Watauga counties. If you are interested in receiving vaccine, visit apphealthcare.com today and fill out a simple interest form, regardless of what phase may fit you. You'll then be contacted for scheduling when your phase is eligible to receive vaccine. For assistance with the form, call 828-795-1970. To keep up with the latest information on vaccine phases, visit apphealthcare.com and click on the COVID-19 vaccine link.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Our program brought to you each and every week by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Wrapping up the program today with some event news as it relates to chamber operation, but also some good things to consider as we are moving forward. And that for you event planners out there. We have heard, seen, anecdotally observed more and more people starting to plan out events for the summer and fall with the understanding that health metrics are still our guiding force. And we have seen here over the last couple of weeks some capacity adjustments made by Governor Roy Cooper and Secretary Mandy Cohen in their recommendations for our current executive orders. Remember, that means right now 25 inside, 50 outside, various percentages based on types of occupancy or types of facilities that you are running and the occupancy that comes along with that. So inside, outside has some different numbers to it right now, but we are moving in the right direction for having more people be able to gather safely, especially with vaccine deployment and those types of things. So with that said, we have started to adjust our calendar ourselves and would encourage others, especially if you're thinking summer or fall, to begin to have conversations about those events. I think it's safe to be able to do that at this point in time. But also keep in mind that you need contingencies built in, right? You need contingencies built in if numbers stay where they are. Maybe if they continue to expand and we're able to have more people, especially for outdoor events, as we move into the summer. And I think that is a likely thing to see if health metrics continue to move the way they are. But it's also important to know that we're still dealing with a pandemic that has had a couple curveballs thrown at us over the course of the last year. So it is important to stay nimble with any plans that you have. So with that, we have kind of taken that ourselves and have a couple of events that we want to announce to you a little bit more long term. Starting in the month of May, our fifth annual 4 Under 40 event scheduled for May 11th inside the Appalachian Theater. We are going to be able to have some folks join us for this year's event. Last year, we had to do this pretty much by ourselves. But this year, we will be able to have a small number of folks inside the Appalachian Theater. We will make some public tickets available for sale once we figure out with our nominees and their guests and our sponsors just how many that we have. But we'll have over 100 folks be able to fit inside the Appalachian Theater for this. So we'll look forward to sharing those details with you later. Big thing that we want to share with you right now is that our nomination window is open and will be open for about another month now. And this gives you the opportunity to nominate folks that are under 40 years old that are kind of our emerging business stars within the community. And you're thinking about business owners, nonprofit business professionals, education professionals, and then what we call the rising star. And that's somebody that works for an existing organization. They may not be the business owner, but they are definitely on an upward trajectory and want to be honored accordingly. So again, you can get all the nomination information and how to nominate folks at boonchamber.com. We have a deadline of mid-April for those nominations. The event itself will be May 11th at 6:00 at the Appalachian Theater in downtown Boone. We look forward to that event. Just a couple of days later, we will host our annual Show Your Love Golf Classic. That is set for May 13th out at Jefferson Landing, a 10:00 shotgun start. Registration for this event opens tomorrow. So those of you golfers out there, we sent you a save the date announcement on this event a couple of weeks ago. We are ready to start taking your registrations as of tomorrow morning at 9:00. So be on the lookout for that information. Get your teams registered. And we look forward to seeing you out at Jefferson Landing on May 13th for what should be an exciting Show Your Love Golf Classic. Again, based on the way we operated this event in September, some of the social distancing things that we had to do then may not be as heavy-handed, such as access to the clubhouse, ability to use the driving range. We're working on those things with Jefferson Landing now. And again, we will operate at whatever the executive order guidelines say we need to operate at the time, and nothing less than that. But we are excited about the fact that maybe we won't have to be as restrictive with this tournament. And we still had a great time last time. So we'll have even a better time with hopefully great weather May 13th for the Show Your Love Golf Classic. Again, registration for that opens tomorrow morning at 9:00. A couple of virtual events that we've got coming up here in the short time that we have left. We have a virtual ribbon cutting tomorrow at Alumni Hall. This is set for 3:00. Alumni Hall is not like a formal building. It is a new clothing t-shirt store, memorabilia store in downtown Boone, and well-timed with Appalachian's basketball team going to the big dance. You can go and get all your app gear at Alumni Hall. They actually opened today downtown. So if you're in the downtown area, you can pop in there. They're right next door to Ben and Jerry's. And we will be celebrating a virtual ribbon cutting with them tomorrow and showing off on Facebook Live all of their inventory for those of you that aren't out there mingling around just yet. So mark that on your calendar. Also, we're excited about a new event that we've got coming up in the first installment of that coming up March 31st, a State of the Community series. This is being presented by the Chamber thanks to great support from our friends at Blue Ridge Energy. And what the State of Community series will do over the course of really about the next 6 months or so, maybe a little bit longer than that, is get into some of the community conversations that we like to have, that we like to keep you updated on throughout the year. But because of COVID, we haven't been able to gather and deliver to you all at once. So we're going to start on March 31st with a look at our government operations, basically the state of the community as it relates to government. So we'll be joined by John Ward, the town manager of the town of Boone, Shane Fox, the town manager for the village of Blowing Rock, Darren Geok, the county manager for Watauga County, and Jennifer Green from App Healthcare. Jennifer's comments, not necessarily as much about COVID, but really public health's role moving forward and what we have learned about public health during COVID and how that will apply to our community operation as we move forward, not only this year, but in the years to come. So that conversation will be on March 31st. We'll also have the opportunity to get into similar conversations about the state of education in our community. That'll come a little bit later this summer. The state of infrastructure, that will be a conversation that we'll have with Blue Ridge officials about things like broadband deployment, increasing our capabilities for clean energy here in the high country as it relates to our power grid and some of the things that Blue Ridge is doing, but not only just them. What, again, I think COVID is magnified for us, what we are going to be doing about our infrastructure needs here in the county and area moving forward. And then the final conversation we'll get into is about tourism, and we'll do that later in the fall as we get ready to move into another big season, and that will be pre-ski season 2021, as we're getting ready to close one down right now, right? So all very important events, all of these delivered on a virtual platform. So check out boonchamber.com. We've got the information on the first one of these events. It's coming up March 31st, and again, that's really the state of the local government scene here in the community, and we'll follow with additional events as we go throughout the year. But really just wanting to make sure that we continue to get the good information out to you, right? Just because we're in this pandemic thing doesn't mean that things aren't happening out there that you need to be informed about, so you can make the proper decisions for your business, for your family, and for your individual interests as well. That will do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. Again, we thank you for joining us for the program this week. We'll be right back with you same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.